Maseches Kilayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, 6-3. The next few Mishnayos are based on the same concept that may be a little unfamiliar to some, and therefore I want to speak by analogy with a more familiar idea. You may be familiar with the idea of a basis in the context of mukta. So the lachas of mukta, I'm not going to explain it. If you're not familiar, there's no point in explaining two things. But as you may well be aware, if you have something that's mukta and you place it intentionally upon something else, that something else gets the same status as the mukta object. So for argument's sake, if you have a tray, the tray is not mukta, but if you put a wallet on it before Shabbos, come Shabbos, the wallet's mukta, and the tray that's supporting the wallet is mukta. And that's true even if, for argument's sake, later on, the wallet gets taken off by your kid and all you're left with is just a tray. The tray remains mukta all of Shabbos because since it was supporting the wallet and that was the intention, so then it becomes batel, subordinate to the wallet. A similar kind of idea is going on over here. What we're doing is we're training grapevines. So we're speaking now not of an aris, because remember the aris required 5 vines and it required more than 10 tefachim high. Here we're talking about without the 5 vines, you have a single vine, and therefore the distancing required wouldn't be the 4 amos around, but rather just simply 6 tefachim around. But you have a single vine and it's trained on some support, like a lattice work. So the basic point of this mission, the ones that come after it, is under normal circumstances, that support, that lattice work, is going to be batel, subordinate to the grapevine, and therefore carry the same halachas as the grapevine itself with respect to the halachas of kilayim. So the Mishnah says, Hamadla es hagefen al miktas apifyoros. If a person trains a single vine, so it's not a, we're not talking about a kerem, but a single vine, al miktas apifyoros, on even part of a lattice work, meaning it's some kind of support system which has, you know, beams going in two directions. So the din is one may not plant anywhere beneath that entire apifyoros, that entire lattice work. The same way you couldn't plant directly beneath the vine. Again, remember, the restrictions are both 6 tefachim around the base of the vine, but then also nowhere directly beneath the vine. So the apifyoros has the status like the vine, and therefore nowhere beneath the apifyoros, even where the vine isn't, may be planted with grains or greens. The exact girsa in the Mishnah here is there are a few versions. The words are either lo yavi zera es tachas amosar or el tachas amosar or simply tachas amosar, which means one may not bring any seed, meaning grains or greens, beneath the remaining part of the apifyoros, the lattice work, even though there's no grapevine directly above it. Imhevi, if one did plant, even though it's rabbinically forbidden, but if one did plant some grain or vegetables beneath the apifyoros, the lattice work, where there was no grapevine, lo kidesh, then, although he's violated an issur derabbanan, he has not made that which he planted or the vine above it forbidden. Vim hilach hachadash, if the vine, however, grows to now be directly over the grains or greens that he planted illegally under the other part of the lattice work, asur. Then what grows directly beneath the vine becomes asur. According to most everyone, asur immediately. That is to say, you know, you planted illegally, and now the punishment is the second the vine creeps over and overhangs what you've got growing, that stuff is immediately forbidden. That's pretty much everyone. The Bar Tanur, however, learns it means that it has to be both directly, the vine has to be directly over what's growing beneath it, the grains or greens, and the vine has to grow then, or the grains, greens have to grow for that matter, 1/200th. But most understand not like that, that it's a kanas, and as soon as you've got your grain overhung by a vine, it becomes asher immediately. V'chein, and the same logic applies, the word v'chein, certainly in the Rambam and typically in the Mishnayos, means the exact same logic applies in another context. This context is Hamadla es miktas ilan srak. If one trains his grapevine over a part of a ilan srak under normal circumstances means a non-fruit bearing tree. That's the definition throughout the whole of Shas. And we'll see in our parak here, it may have a slightly different meaning. In any case, for now, I'll keep it simple to say that since this ilan srak, this non-fruit bearing tree, itself is no different than the lattice work, if you've, it's not significant in its own right, and therefore it's subordinate to the grapevine, If you've got, the vine trained onto part of the non-fruit-bearing tree, the Ilan Srak, therefore the whole Ilan Srak functions just like the apifioros, the lattice work, and even if you have, you may not plant grains or greens on another branch of the Ilan Srak, beneath one of those branches, I should say, even if there's no grapevine growing on that particular branch.